This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. The debate over the Trump administration's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria has reignited after four Americans died in a suicide attack. Two U.S. service members, a defense contractor, and a Defense Department civilian were killed. ISIS claimed responsibility. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The military says the troops were on a routine patrol in Manbij when a bomb went off nearby. The attack comes weeks after President Trump caught aides and allies off guard by announcing the U.S. will pull out of Syria. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for the attack, and while that could not be independently verified, it calls into question the president's claim that the militants have been defeated in Syria, something Vice President Mike Pence repeated shortly after the bombing.
The caliphate has crumbled.
Pence defended the move to pull out, though critics say it's premature. Sagar Magani at the White House.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says a high-ranking North Korean official arrived in Beijing Thursday en route to Washington to lay the groundwork for a second summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Kim Yong-chol will hold talks with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Friday and says he will deliver a letter from Kim Jong-un to President Trump during his visit. Expectations are growing. The two leaders will soon hold a follow-up meeting to their historic meeting last June in Singapore, the first between a sitting U.S. president and a North Korean leader. Kim Jong-un traveled to Beijing last week for talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping, raising speculation that Kim was coordinating with China ahead of a possible second summit with Trump. China's economic czar, Vice Premier Liu He, will travel to the U.S. later this month for the second round of negotiations aimed at resolving the ongoing trade war between the global economic giants. Commerce Ministry spokesperson Zhao Feng told reporters in Beijing Thursday Liu was invited by U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is calling for expanding defense technologies in space to better protect the U.S. A new strategy being unveiled Thursday at the Pentagon says a layer of sensors in space must quickly detect, track, and ultimately defeat incoming missiles. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has details.
The Pentagon also says U.S. missile defenses aren't enough to counter a first strike from major nuclear powers like China or Russia. But Russia still sees U.S. defenses as a threat, and Trump's report is likely to spark tension with Moscow. And China, like Russia, has made advances in hypersonic technology. That's set off alarm bells in the Pentagon. The tech would let Beijing roll out missiles that are much harder to detect. However, U.S. officials believe sensors in space could help find missiles moving at those super-fast speeds.
One day after Parliament rejected a plan for Britain to exit the EU, Prime Minister Theresa May faced those who questioned her leadership. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Theresa May has narrowly survived a vote of no confidence in her government.
The no's have it. Unlock!
But that doesn't alleviate the deepest political crisis in half a century as the UK grapples with how or even whether to exit the European Union.
The House has put its confidence in this government. Yeah. I stand ready to work with any member of this House to deliver on Brexit and ensure that this House retains the confidence of the British people.
Yeah. On Tuesday, Parliament rejected May's Brexit deal with the EU by the worst margin for a British government in modern times.
The sheer incompetence!
The opposition Labour Party then triggered a vote of no confidence. May's minority government needed the support of a majority of lawmakers, something they achieved by a margin of 19 votes.
U.S. Democratic leaders still pushing to have the president's State of the Union address postponed if the government remains in a partial shutdown. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi brought up security concerns. With the Secret Service and Homeland Security involved in the shutdown, could adequate security be provided for the president's State of the Union address? Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says.
What is the State of the Union? The government is closed because of President Trump. If it continues to be closed on the 29th, I think it's a good idea to delay it till the government is open.
Republicans are criticizing the call for a postponement. They say the Democrats are just trying to deny President Trump his time on the national stage. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Homeland Security Secretary said the agencies are fully prepared to support and secure the State of the Union and thanks the service for their mission focus and dedication. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.